This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 180 for Monday, April 25th, 2022.
This week we're back in our respective states.
Oh no.
And we're going to talk about, as always, the beer we're drinking.
And that's pretty much it. We'll see you. Good night.
Fuck it.
Crazy news. We'll talk about Sexomnia, which I've never heard of till today. The Easter Bunny.
Kind of want it.
Lung crunches.
Not the Easter Bunny. Sexomnia.
Well, after you have Sexomnia, you might want the Easter Bunny. Lung crunches or brain crunches. I don't know what they ended up being. Assault with a deadly toilet.
The whole body was crunching.
It sounds good. I'm going to go try it after we hang up. Neither rain nor sleet nor snow.
Bad news. We are back in our respective,
whatever it is,
recording studios in our respective states. I'm back in Michigan, and it's just not the same. We have fun. No. We're still going to have fun. But not last week, I guess we didn't have an episode, but the week before when we recorded live, that was kind of cool. But
it was. And I realized after the whole time, I don't think, and we talked about it a little bit, but I went back as I was listening to the episode, realizing that I envisioned, like, here we have the chance outside of the web browsers reading the stories. We still see each other. We're still forward. But the way we were sitting, like, I don't think I looked at you once because I was so. out of sorts trying to keep everything going, and we were sharing a screen versus having multiple screens, so it was it is kind of nice in a way to have it back to that the way that we're used to. But at the same time, I was like, oh, yo, so is he coming again this weekend, or what's going on?
No, see, I can't due to time and money and things like that, I can't fly to Virginia every week. Or even every other week to report a podcast. So I think, generally speaking, we're going to have to do it the way we've always been doing it before the last episode.
Right.
But yeah, I was thinking about that too, because we were sitting like next to each other, but not facing each
staring,
other.
It's we're
like,
both staring at the same screen.
Yeah, it's like we're at a movie sitting in the same row, right? You don't go to the movies and stare at the person next to you. You look at the screen. And that's essentially what we were doing. Yeah. But I think next time we do, and there will be a next time, but next time we do this, I think if we can arrange it where we're sitting across from each other at some sort of table or something, and even if it's looking at different screens with the same shit on it, I feel like that would ultimately, that might be the ultimately the best way to do it.
Yeah, there'll be ways that we can make it work with a bit more, preparation time. This was... So, something that I had no time to prepare for. So I would think next time that I could move all my stuff upstairs, and I've got monitors all over the place. So yeah,
I would have expected you to have everything prepared a week in advance, anyway. At least, Robert. granted, you didn't know I was coming until the day before.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I was like, hey, I'm here. Let's record a podcast. And
what are you doing? Oh man. Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to, I'm going to start looking at the calendar to see. We've got baseball running through the end of June, maybe early July, and I took some time off for July 4th, so that'd probably be the soonest I could get up. So we'll plan something. I'd like to come up and see what the best of Michigan has. Hopefully there's a lot of Civil War sites we can visit, like down here. And
not so many battlefields. There's no, I'm not going to be able to show you battlefields, Robert, you were able to show me in Virginia.
Yeah.
We can get almond boneless chicken, though. Kelly actually mentioned, was it yesterday or the day before? She's like, what I could really use? I'm like, what? She goes, some almond boneless chicken.
Oh, no.
That does sound pretty good. Got to go to New Moon. Get some almond boneless.
15 a pound.
Some ABC. Some almond boneless chicken. No, New Moon's up in Macomb. Like, in that restaurant, I've been eating almond boneless chicken from New Moon, like, my entire life because, it's
since you were in the womb.
Well, probably so. So, because my EL and Mr. EL, my dad, and then my in-laws, they all live really, really close to New Moon, and because they live in Macomb as well. It's still pretty close for us, so I get there probably less than 5 minutes or so.
Well, good.
Yeah. It's about maybe just a little bit more in distance from you in the nearest battlefield. You get to a battlefield.
I'm way closer to a battlefield.
No, that's
in my neighborhood.
That's true. You get to a couple battlefields, you know, with all this history, but I can get to a Chinese restaurant with almond boneless chicken. So, I mean, who's the real winner here?
That's true. You do. And I'm not that hungry tonight, so that's probably a good thing to be talking about that. Anyhow, well, shit, I am thirsty. So you're ready to have some beers?
You bet.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
Just a little bit delayed. Okay.
I was looking for another sound, and I had it on a different tab. As now you've seen all my tabs, so I had to.
That's true. You do have a lot of tabs. I've seen it all yep. Live and in person now. So yeah, you've seen
behind the scenes of the magic. It's like Oz.
So this week going to a new brewery we've not had on the show before.
Oh, good. You want to do that?
It's Fair State Brewing Cooperative. And they're based out of Minneapolis.
That's weird.
And I don't have very fond memories of Minneapolis as of late on account of the staying the night at the airport and the subway with the seamen and everything like that, which I don't know if we talked about. Did we talk about
that? Not on the episode, no. Oh, well.
That's fine. No, I'm not going to give that any context. We're going to leave it at that.
Right.
The subway with all the seamen on it.
Yeah.
I told
you not to do that.
Sorry, I was getting antsy. Anyway,
just couldn't sleep.
Like I said, this is the Fair State Brewing Cooperative in Minneapolis, and this is their main boss, which is an imperial pastry stout. It's inspired by our mutual love of rum cocktails. This stout is infused with tons of coconut, along with our own take on orgy syrup. Classic cocktail ingredient composed of almonds and citrus. How do you say that? Orgeat? Orgeat? Alexa, how do you say O-R-G-E-A-T?
I pronounce that orgeat, but I'm always working on how I say things, and I might not have it right.
It was very bougie. Orgeat syrup, a classic cocktail.
You got
cocktail.
Some orgeat on your shirt.
Damn it. I have really bad aim. It's from the subway. Classic cocktail ingredient composed of almonds and citrus. A subtle tropical twist for a gigantic winter stout. Collaboration with Pulpit Rock, which is in Iowa. Tasting notes are coconut, rum drinks, very, very slight pithy orange,
pithy.
Nutty, dark malts, sweet, thick, intense, hot, fast. No, that those last
I don't like
couple
the pith.
Sweaty.
Sweaty.
Allergens. If you have any allergies to almonds, you should not drink this.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah. It has house-made orgeat syrup added to the fermenter. That's how they process it. It has very sweet notes. Maybe a little bit of citrus, which is interesting for a stout. Here we go. Very, 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 very sweet. Nice and thick, nice and dark. Nice and dark. It's like I like my beers. And definitely some rum in there, too. I get a little bit of taste of rum in there.
Rum ham.
To be honest with you. Some rum ham. And I didn't really like rum ham very much. But this one's pretty good. I rated it 4 on Untappd. And it's an Imperial Stout. It's a one-off. So it was a limited release. 12% alcohol by volume, has some hops, some yeast, some malts, some other shit in it, and pretty good. Again, I don't know if you can get it because A, they're in Minneapolis, B, because it was a one-off release, but still pretty good. I like the can as well. Can has like a skull key, like the main boss at the end of a video game.
Good movie.
What'd you say?
I was thinking of the Marvel movies.
Oh, yeah, a little bit. Or was it Punisher?
Yeah.
The skull. Yep. And anyway, so, yeah, pretty good. I rated 4 on Untappd from our friends of the show, our BFFs of the show now.
Right.
Fair State Beer Cooperative, whatever the fuck it's called. Fair State Brewing Cooperative.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know what a cooperative is, but I don't know. Sounds kind of sketchy. It's like crowdsourced beer brewing is what it sounds like to me.
They let the patrons make the beer.
Yeah, there's something weird with it.
I don't know. Here's the story. This is our story.
Yeah.
Collective perspective.
Oh, yeah.
Starts on the rugby pitch where founders, blah, 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 and blah. These guys, they first met, and they became friends, and they made a podcast, and now they make beer. I'm just kidding. It doesn't say that. Our founders believe the operations of craft breweries were opaque. There was a gap between being a home brewer and owning a brewery. The founders' hope was that the co-op model would provide a way for consumers to be more involved in operations while also bringing co-op values to the Minnesota craft beer scene. So they get a lot of input from their members.
The Orgé.
Give them money, and Orgé.
Orgy it.
They put the orgy in there. And all that, also on the subways. All right.
Oh man. Well, four, I guess that's not too bad.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's not
I don't have a home run this week anyway. So no, I've got something from our friends at Aslin Beer Company, and I meant to look.
Three quarters. Three quarters. Not bad.
Bob's, what are we drinking? So I've had Aslin before. I had the Velocirabbit IPA, episode 145, Santa Has COVID. And then the Prolly Double IPA from Aslin Beer Company. Yeah, so Mutual Pasta Battery. So yeah, I had some recently because I did have one that I really liked. This is one that I had in the refrigerator, and it wasn't going to be my first choice. But as I added what I was going to have, you promptly reminded me that you had that already. And I remember looking on Untappd and seeing that you had them, but I don't remember you. I don't remember one of the check-ins saying that you had it on the episode. So I remember grabbing those and thinking, okay, this will be good because I'll have two to have on the episodes. But that's probably how I found out about them in the first place, is you had one here, and that's how I knew to look for them. But anyhow.
By the way, I'm glad that you went with this beer because prior to putting this beer in the lineup, you had almost on the verge of breaking the rules,
committing a
mortal sin.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have let myself live it down.
The cardinal rules of this show is we don't have a beer more than once.
Yeah,
to which I've never broken. However, you have several times, and
multiple times.
You were almost about to have a KBS one of the variants that I've had on the show.
Yeah,
the Omicron
recently
KBS,
too,
and pretty recently, and it was a very good beer.
Yeah,
but I'm glad you switched it up because we don't, you know, you finally after all this time started to respect the rules.
Yeah, yes, I did. That would have been bad, and I would have accepted any sort of punishment that came my way. But this
what
week
the
I've
fuck
got
is
something.
Happening?
This week I've got something from my friends at Aslin Beer Company, and I don't know if you can guess what it's called, Rob.
Jaws. Gay
you've probably heard
kiss
this
music.
You've probably heard this many times in your home.
Baby shark, baby shark.
Yeah. So the Aslin Beer Company has a beer called the Baby Shark. Which is a New England hazy IPA that I've had before, and I had it.
I don't really.
Oh Lord, there! I've had it many moons ago, and I bought it. And I remember not liking it that much and being disappointed at it. But I'm going to give it a shot again and tell you what I think this time, because your tastes evolve, things happen. Sometimes a beer that you liked before, you have it again, you didn't like it, vice versa. So. The website doesn't tell us anything about it. It just has the name of the beer and a picture of the can. But I went to Untappd, and Untappd's write-up just says Citra Dry Hopped IPA. And that's pretty much all it says. I'm going to shut that off.
Thank you.
So I'm gonna hold it up here to the screen. I don't know if you can see it at all now. So it's nice and yellow. It's hazy, so you can't really see much through it. I like the color of it. And the smell of it's really good. I just remember being somewhat disappointed in the flavor. So I'm going to see if almost a year probably this has been in the refrigerator has changed that.
It tastes better now. Tastes better after a year. It's like a fine wine.
Yeah, after freezing and unfreezing in my garage refrigerator.
Did you leave it out in the sun for a few days too just to be safe?
It's been in the garage, so it's been close to frozen.
Yum. You look like you're really enjoying it.
Well, it is better than I remember it. Who knows what the heck happened when I had it last time. I think I rated it a 3.75 and
probably drunk.
One website I saw rated it a 1. Untappd has an average of 3.9, so a little bit higher than I did. So it seems about right. It's definitely solid for an IPA. Doesn't have anything wild about it. Nothing that I could taste. I taste a little bit of those like pine notes in there. Although when I checked in on Untappd, that wasn't listed as any of the tasting notes, which I was surprised. I think I just said fruit and light, because it's not really that heavy. 5.5% alcohol by volume, so it's not really strong. So I think it's meant to just be hanging out at the baseball stadium and watching and drinking some of these. So I'll leave it at the 3.75. Again, there's nothing that jumps out. I can't really taste any fruit in there. I think one of the flavor profiles was melon, and I don't know that I really get anything. Standard IPA, nothing overly bad about it, nothing overly good about it either. So kind of
do you get right shark middle. In there? Shark?
It does. It does have a shark on the screen.
Does it taste like shark though?
No, it doesn't taste like shark.
How about babies?
No, let's see if I can. Yeah, it's not going to show.
I saw it on the interwebs.
Yeah,
so
you did. You looked at it.
It's yeah. I mean, I clicked on the Untappd link.
Right. Good. So you saw that.
And I saw the photo that you took with my mugshot in the background.
Yeah.
As we do. So yeah, I knew that was me.
That was me.
I've been on Untappd. You and I have been on Untappd several times.
Many times. Yeah. So again, it's decent if you haven't. I wouldn't run back. Like if I saw this on the shelf again, I wouldn't put it in my cart. But if somebody had it at their house, I would, you know, and that was what they had, I would drink it just fine.
If they had that and a Miller Lite, you would take the Baby Shark?
I would take the Baby Shark over the Miller Lite for sure.
What about like a Miller Lite?
Yeah.
An All Day IPA and a Baby Shark. I'm trying to see
All Day where, IPA. Yeah.
Okay. I was going to tell you we can't be friends anymore.
Yeah. Now the Miller Lite, the Baby Shark, or the Chocolate Yuengling Porter.
Which one would you go with that?
Still a Baby Shark.
Good. Because
that Yuengling chocolate porter was bad. And I saw it. I actually still have some in the fridge. And if I had remembered, it was behind everything else that I have in there. I would have had you drink some.
Yeah.
Just to try it.
Yeah, that would have been fun. I'm in Virginia. what would I want more than a chocolate Yuengling?
It has so much
good
promise.
Yuengling is good when you're already a little bit drunk and you just need something just to like, you know, finish the process.
Yeah.
But a chocolate Yuengling,
it led me to believe that there was something redeeming about it.
False advertising.
Yeah, I didn't even finish that one. So I still got the other five in the fridge.
For like a shitty beer, I don't mind Yuengling. That's the thing. Like it's because again, we can't get Yuengling up here in Michigan, and we have so much good beer up here. I probably wouldn't do it anyway.
Yeah,
but you know, we definitely don't. I definitely don't hate it. Like when I go down to the beach, sometimes that's just like a good one. You can pick up a 12 pack, and then South Carolina is not a whole lot of good beer anyway.
Yeah.
So, especially that area. So, I mean, it's one of the finer beers that you can get in the Myrtle Beach area, but
yeah. And Yuengling is one of those that people will drink because they don't want to have the Bud Lights, the Miller Lights, that sort of thing. They say, oh, I'm into better beer, and I get the Yuengling, but it's not really any better. I mean, maybe it is. Somebody will tweet or something that it's way better. We don't know what we're talking about. But I think it's just for those that don't want to be seen drinking that because they're better. And I remember being early 20s, you know, just old enough to drink. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to drink that stuff. I'm going to drink Killian's. Like, wow, I'm pretty impressive drinking Killian's.
Very hip.
And it, you know, again, it's the same kind of thing. It's not really that much better, but that's okay. Yeah. Everything has a place.
You know what I wish I had, though, Robert?
Huh?
Some crazy news.
Oh, me too.
And sexsomnia.
I had to turn down because I had the Baby Shark.
That was very low. I'm not sure.
I feel like I got to do that again. Retake.
Yeah, try it.
That's better.
Speaking of news, did you hear that CNN Plus less than a month after its launch, they've already shuttered it.
I don't think I knew that there was a CNN Plus.
Well, exactly. So CNN That's probably Plus. Why. They, well, what's funny is I was getting emails from CNN like, "Try this out, try this out." And I never did. I'm like, I don't really need premium news. Like, I have news. Like,
yeah, I got who wants to everywhere.
Pay for news? Like, I put on my TV. I have CNN
it's
already.
Like porn. Why do you pay for porn? It's free.
Exactly. You know, sometimes you got to watch an advertisement, but you know, it's you can still get to the content. And so what's funny to me, though, is so they had this service that less than a month after it launched, they've already shut it down because it had like fewer than like 10,000.
I didn't know anything about it.
10,000 viewers a day or something like that. Like it was a complete and utter flop. But anyway.
What was the benefit of it? Just more news?
Well, you know, they had some additional like streaming stuff.
They have their own exclusive shows.
Content. I don't know. I never watched it because I'm like, that's dumb.
Yeah.
Who needs premium news service? I have Apple News Plus. I need my news, it's right there. And that just comes with all the other fucking shit I pay for from Apple on a monthly basis. So I mean, who needs even more than that? But anyway. We're going to the UK, Robert.
I almost signed up for Paramount. I think it is. There's some shows, or is it Peacock or Paramount? One of them has the westerns on it.
I have Peacock,
Tombstone, or something on there.
I think that's Paramount Plus.
Yeah, that's it. Melissa wants to watch that.
And I want to say at some point I had like a free trial, and I didn't watch it, so I never went. I never went ahead after the free trial.
Yeah,
Peacock we have mostly because
The Office.
They have the Offer Superfan episodes, which are pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's see here. We're going to the UK allegedly, where the lady has sexsomnia.
Uh-oh.
You ever heard of sexsomnia, Robert?
I haven't until you sent me this link.
Well, it's like sleepwalking for sex acts.
Oh, that's fine.
I kind of wish I had it. And it's led to some very embarrassing overnight visits, not for myself, but for the lady. who I don't think is the person who's pictured here because she's very good looking.
She's asleep.
A woman reportedly suffers from sexsomnia has revealed she's sleeping, but you don't know this, Robert. She's having sex right now. suffers from sexsomnia has revealed how the condition can lead to some embarrassing overnight visits.
Uh-oh.
The largely unknown condition is akin to sleepwalking, but involves sex acts. Uh-oh. That's great. Explained as a rare type of parasomnia, the sexsomnia sleep disorder can result in a variety of behaviors. Oh. People with the condition have been known to masturbate, make sexual vocalizations, touch a partner, and even experience spontaneous orgasm all while sleeping. That sounds amazing.
So you'd never wake up, basically.
Some even initiate intercourse with a partner.
Oh.
In a study, is the other partner willing? I don't see how that's a bad thing. In a study conducted in 2017, only 17 cases were reported out of 16,000 studied patients. The same study also found that 47% of patients, there was a history of sleepwalking and or night terrors. Most people suffering from the condition won't remember anything they did or said during the night upon waking up. They just wake up and look at the sheets and realize what's happened. Some sexsomniacs might also wake up feeling confused, but also very satisfied. One woman, Morgan Mandriata, told Well Plus Good that she had an episode at a friend's house, but had no idea anything had occurred. While staying with a friend, Mandriata was moaning so loudly in her sleep, it woke up her friend's entire family, leading them to believe Mandriata and her friend were having sex.
Uh-oh.
The woman woke up the next day with no clue anything had occurred. It wasn't until the next evening when her friend texted her that Mandriata had any idea she had been making noises. Research indicates that a variety of factors can contribute to the condition, including stress, lack of sleep, even exhaustion, and a gigantic boner. Some sexsomniacs experience the effects of the disorder more often than others. Mandriata, for example, said she wakes up masturbating a few times each month and then goes to sleep after she finishes herself off. While the condition is incredibly rare, it can be managed.
Does she ride the subway to work?
But most people with sexsomnia don't actually want to manage it. They rather enjoy it. I might be paraphrasing some of this. Some open communication is essential, as especially during intercourse, as consent can become an issue for partners of sexomniacs, but at the same time, it's hard to be guilty of a crime that you didn't know you were committing because you were sleeping. Some partners may need to sleep in separate beds or rooms depending upon the frequency of the sexomniac experiences, although a lot of partners don't really ever want to get out of bed knowing that their partner who's sleeping may try to bang them. Therapy is another option for helping to manage the disorder. In some cases, medication can help, especially if there are underlying conditions. If you're concerned or experiencing symptoms of sexomnia, talk to your doctor, but why would you?
Yeah.
Again, I may have slightly paraphrased that, added some additional words, content. You know, find out for yourself. Just go to the show notes and the links right there.
Well plus good.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds... I'm going to get myself in trouble. Much like this guy in Texas.
I'm on the Well Plus Good article. See if there's anything else.
I'm going to Google how to get sexomnia.
How do I inflict myself?
How do I become afflicted? Triggers considered to increase the likelihood of sexomnia. Here we are. Lack of sleep, extreme exhaustion, excessive alcohol consumption. Use of illegal
drugs. Six peach teas count.
Use of illegal drugs. Couldn't really do that one. Yes, several of them. Those are from a mason jar. Anxiety, stress, poor sleeping conditions, poor sleep hygiene or schedule, falling asleep with your penis and your partner. I think that's one of them too. It's not listed on there, but I feel like that might increase chances of doing that.
What's that?
I haven't heard that drop in a while.
Every now and then you gotta hit the well, but
yeah, you dug deep for that one. That's good.
We're gonna go to our friends at the Star Telegram, Rob. I don't know if you know this, but that's in Texas.
Oh, thank you for letting me know. From the Star.
Right, the Star. There's pictures of snow there.
They want me to pay $3 for 3 months. Yeah, now,
that's okay.
If I wouldn't pay for...
I got to upgrade my call recorder or whatever.
CNN Plus. I don't know why they want me to sign up for their newspaper.
Yeah, especially when you got reader mode.
Newspaper to the bottom of my driveway.
And then you'll drive over it for a week. In a little plastic bag.
I like it.
Well, this one tells us that a parent in a bunny suit while he's standing in snow. So it says handed out eggs filled with... No, this is supposedly... Oh, file photo. So this is not even the right guy. But it's a parent in a bunny suit handed out condom-filled eggs at an Easter event at a Texas elementary school.
Uh-oh.
And I'm very curious to see why. It should be for the parents. A parent dressed in an Easter bunny costume caused chaos after handing out eggs filled with candy and some packed with unopened condoms at an elementary school in Austin, Texas. Not sure this is the Austin weird I signed up for, parent Nathan Jansen said in an April 14th social media post. The candy and condom giveaway happened during pickup time, Jensen said. And then there's a bunch of top videos. Gillette Elementary School officials sent a letter to parents explaining what happened, saying that the visit had not been planned or approved by staff, KXAN reported.
Whoops.
The affidavit states, we are working to review our safety protocols to ensure that this does not happen again. A district spokesperson,
It's Texas. Abstinence is the only way.
Right. And guns. It was an incredibly careless and inappropriate action of a parent.
TTB 180, abstinence and guns.
I still want to find out why. What was the motivation?
Oh, we're going to find out, hopefully. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
I hope so. Officials spoke with the parent in the costume. Oh, here we come. And the Austin ISD Police Department is investigating whether to press charges. But it may have all been an accident, Jensen wrote in a tweet. The parent is a pharmacist who is taking part in a safe sex clinic while dressed up in the bunny suit. Afterward, they went to pick up their second grade student from school and decided to hand out candy in the costume. The parent got mobbed by the kids and called her husband to bring more candy-filled eggs. Her husband just brought the wrong ones, and chaos ensued. McClatchy News has reached out to the Austin ISD officials for comment. And then it talks about the reporter, but we don't really care because it's not Gillian. Yeah.
No, it's not Gillian Graham from the Press Herald. Yeah. She collects vintage Pyrex
for her marijuana.
Mitchell Willits, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
He got nothing.
Got nothing.
No, unless it's people pulling a shed by a truck. We don't want to know about it.
No.
Gillian Graham told us all about that one.
Yeah. This one seems dangerous. I don't know. This will fall under a public service announcement here to just be careful, especially with sexsomnia running around rampant these days.
It's crazy. I mean, God forbid you have sexsomnia and then this happens. It's from the New York Post, where a guy at some place in the world, Swiss. Oh, we're going to Swiss.
I'd like to go to Swiss.
Switzerland, Robert.
Oh boy.
A man was rushed to the ICU after crunching his lung, well, masturbating too hard.
Because he had sexsomnia, Rob.
This is not the happy ending for which he was groping. 20-year-old man survived after being admitted to an intensive care unit with an excruciating lung injury brought on by overly aggressive masturbation, according to a new study in the May issue of the journal Radiology Case Reports. Like, I feel like if you're going to masturbate so hard, you crush your, like, I'd maybe go see somebody. I like, why do you hate fucking yourself to the point where you gotta go
your lungs collapse.
The hospital? Self-loving Swiss citizen recently rushed himself to Cantonal Hospital in the city of Winterthur after experiencing crunching pain and a shortness of breath amid his solo stroking session. Subsequent x-rays revealed the man was suffering from spontaneous pneumomediastinum, a painful but typically benign disease. I don't know what happened there. He just texted me something whereby air leaks from the lung and becomes lodged in the rib cage. The Journal for Thoracic Disease reports too many big words in this story. Science Direct described the autoerotic
woman,
emergency
man camera TV.
TV. Camera TV. Person, man, woman, camera TV. As a rare condition that usually affects young men in their 20s. Researchers added that smokers are at an increased risk of SPM, which can be brought on by violent coughing, excessive vomiting, or strenuous physical exercise. The handsy Swiss man denied doing intense exercise, but did admit to doing some rough solo sexercise.
Oh, no.
Lead study authors Dr. Nicola Radzik and Dr. Christian Scandal reported the man's SPM was diagnosed as severe, with the x-ray showing a large amount of air trapped above his lung. Sucks. His face was also swollen and crunching noises could be heard from his neck down to his elbows. Doctors subsequently discovered that air was trapped all the way up to the base of his skull. The man was then rushed to the ICU where
crunching
he was
noises, Rob.
He was administered oxygen to help with his breathing. He was also given the analgesic paracetamol to deal with his chest pain, and antibiotics to fend off the possible infection, per the journal study. After a day in the ICU, the man was transferred to a regular ward where he stayed for 3 days before being discharged. In good health, SPMs often revolve around any surgical intervention, which was the case for the lucky Swiss man. According to Science Direct, the pleasure-seeking patient is the first to suffer an SPM after masturbating too hard.
That's not mine.
Yeah, I'd be more like anybody to check his dick skin. However, medical mishaps often
where do you want these fish bags?
Oh, Jesus. Medical mishaps caused by autoerotic events are not all that uncommon of late. So far in 2022.
Oh, here it comes.
50-year-old Brazilian man was admitted to the hospital after shoving a 4-point.
What did he do, Rob?
4.4 pound. What he did, Robert, was he shoved a 4.4 pound metal dumbbell up his anus in the pursuit of pleasure. A 37-year-old self-proclaimed virgin from Indonesia. What? Got a 6-foot-long string stuck in
his penis. Whatever happened to crazy?
During a botched sex game.
You get the string in there. I can't even. If my string comes out of my pajamas or out of my hoodie, I can't get that in there. How am I going to get 6 feet long of string?
So what he did was he got a 6-foot string lodged in his penis during a botched attempt at sexual gratification.
I think I want to know how that happens. Here.
Patient was diagnosed with urinary bladder foreign body. The unnamed kingster inserted a long nylon string used for beads into his urethra while fully erect and watching a pornographic video.
Oh,
reportedly the patient's first time performing such a feat, although he had reportedly masturbated and watched porn every day.
With
the
string.
Man subsequently reported to the hospital after experiencing troubling symptoms, including difficulty urinating, passing blood in his urine, severe abdominal pain lasting for 2 hours, doctors said. And they tried to dislodge the string via bladder irrigation. They were unsuccessful. Then they had to they inserted a camera into his bladder. Ew. And they found a black bundle of nylon string, which they were able to extract using forceps after administering local anesthesia. And then he made
a full recovery. Is there a video to go with this?
There's not a video, Robert. I'm sorry to tell you.
Good. Usually those are the ones that have a video. I'm glad there's not.
I just wanted to get to the bottom of the 6-foot string and how he got it stuck in him in his person. There you go.
Like I said, I can't. If I have your hoodie there, if you get one of those little drawstrings stuck in there, it's never coming out. How this guy got 6 feet of string in there.
And this is a lot bigger of a hole than the one at the end of my dick. I'm just this is great. This has been.
I'm glad we did this. I'm glad we did this one not in person. What'd you guys do? We got 6 foot of string stuck.
Yeah. If you feel the need to hate fuck yourself so hard that you force air into your body cavity via your lungs, then I feel like the next stop after the hospital should be probably a psychiatrist talk through some things.
Probably.
Yeah.
It should
feel
health.
Good and it shouldn't hurt. That's how you know. There's a fine line there.
That's how you know you're doing it right.
So what's this guy up to?
Oh no. This one's gonna take us to a We Are Central PA. And if you've ever been there, it's the UP of Pennsylvania. And it tells us that a man flees Altoona police and throws a toilet from the roof of an apartment building. Looking at his face, he looks like he's thrown a few toilets in his day. A Blair County man is facing a slew of charges, Rob, after Altoona police said he assaulted numerous people at Nick's Grab and Go before climbing to the top of an apartment, throwing a toilet at them from the roof.
Whoops.
Carlos Ortiz allegedly went to Nick's on 6th Avenue on March 27th. He began to physically attack customers and struck numerous vehicles with plastic signs before striking someone with a sign. I don't know if there are plastic signs or not. Witness told police he said he had a gun and threatened to shoot one of the victims. When a female employee tried to get Ortiz to leave, he struck her with a sign and pushed her against the wall. He then chased after her when she tried to run back inside. Ortiz reportedly broke the mirror off someone's car before going inside the store, where he hit the female employee and punched a man in the face. Police arrived to find Ortiz climbing a nearby fire escape. Ortiz threw a rock at officers before climbing onto the roof of the building. He then proceeded to throw a toilet off the roof with a paint can and chimney cap directed at Altoona police.
Hey, throw a toilet.
Yep. Ortiz broke a window out and entered the third floor of the building where police were finally able to arrest him. He said what had caused that is he heard a weird crunching noise in his brain after he violently masturbated inside the store.
Violent masturbation.
Yeah. He heard crunching and he faces charges of aggravated assault, criminal trespass, terroristic threats, simple assault, and various related charges. Yeah. He was placed in the Blair County prison where they gave him a tattoo for an eyebrow.
Right on his face. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He masturbated so vigorously that his body cavity was crunching. What do you got to do? I'm sorry. I'm still stuck on that.
How do you get it to crunch?
Like, how do you
can't, it's not possible. I'm just
not athletic enough to masturbate.
That's right. I don't have the stamina to crunch brain.
God, yeah, I can't make myself crunch.
Well, I have a feeling that this nice young gentleman, he probably was young at one time. He's probably made a few crunches himself.
Probably. And we're going to go to our friends at World News. No. Daily News reported.
Wrong.
Where DNA testing reveals mailman fathered over 1,900 children between 1951 and 1964. I haven't even had sex that many times, let alone. And I mean, that's a 13-year period of time. This guy's let me pull up my calculator here.
Let's try to see if you've gotten close.
Well, so 1951 minus 19. So it's 13
you're doing his
years.
Average.
1900. Yeah, my average.
I thought you were pulling yours up. I don't, Hold on a minute.
There's a decimal point in there somewhere. divided by 13, 146 children a year. You divide that 52. So he fathered close to 3 children a week.
That's pretty good. That's doable. Yeah,
that's very good. That's why I got a finance degree, so I can figure that stuff out. Peter, also known as Pete.
Of course.
We're going to call him Pete for the rest of the story here.
He's Paul Peter.
Rooney was a mailman in the 1950s and 60s in Southern California. His route was in the San Diego area. Back in those days, mail delivery is more personal than it is now. No banks of mailboxes waiting to be filled. Pete knew just about everyone in his route. Week in and week out, Pete pounded the pavement. That's not all he pounded, though, to keep the truck from truck to doorstop. Over the years, he began to form relationships with the folks on his route. And in those times, the vast majority of his interactions were with housewives.
Oh.
Naturally. Not housewives.
Not house husbands.
No, he was quite a handsome, well, because you can't have children with
think quite he ever handsome, got string stuck in his penis?
He was a quite handsome black man in his quite handsome man back in
Wrong.
His time. Many were, he used to be black. Many were the people who would greet him daily. Frequently, pies and casseroles and vaginas were made for him and available to him. A lot of women were wives of servicemen, and Pete was the most consistent man in their lives. Over time, pies and casseroles turned into cream pies and blowjobs. Let me repeat that sentence. Over time.
It's worth it.
It says they put overtime. Like it
right.
Yeah, one no. word, but over time. Pies and casseroles turned into cream pies and blowjobs. Now, this was not common knowledge back then.
I had an oatmeal cream pie before the episode. I don't know.
They were discreet in their affairs. That sounds good. And in the absence of technology and paper trails, made a covert love affair all more successful. Oh, that's the end of the story.
No, there's read more. See, I got caught in that before. There's a read more right below the picture.
Wait.
I did that before with a story, and I was like, well, that ended awful abruptly, and realized there was a whole
I feel like this should be like a I want a full story, like, you know, usual boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl back. During those years, it was not unusual to find a child with different color hair than their siblings. Now, with the advent of home DNA kits to test your ancestry, more and more people are finding skeletons in their family's trees, closets. A rash of adults in the San Diego area had controversial DNA test results, where it was clear that their father was not of blood relation.
No.
This led to all kinds of chaos.
Chaos.
Especially when the Easter Bunny brought condom-filled Easter eggs to school. After some digging and research by former FBI profiler, Pete Mulrooney was DNA tested as a possible contributor to at least some of the births in question. After hundreds of tests and retests, it was shown that Mr. Mulrooney did in fact sire upwards of 1,900 plus children, plus because of their eggs, ages, and laws at time of conception, Pete was cleared of any and all legal charges that may have stemmed from missed child support payments or the like. All these years, I thought I was sterile. My wife and I never had any children. To think that at age 97, I hear such news. What a blessing. Now I feel so fulfilled and cannot wait to meet all 1,900 plus of his children.
That's crazy.
Says Pete.
That's the craziest of crazy news. Good old Pete. Good old sterile Pete.
sterile Pete. TTB 180. Sterile Pete.
Good old sterile Pete.
Do you hear about the truth behind Nancy Pelosi and JFK's 7-year sex driven love affair?
I thought about it, but I did not.
That would have been a good one.
Oh, man.
Man murdered his wife with her own tampons. Woman arrested after spending 11 hours. But I'm not like reading this and then saying them. I'm saying them as I'm reading them. So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, what's going to come next. Woman was arrested spending 11 hours at a buffet while her 9 children waited in the van. Lester Manson claims his cousin Charlie Manson was funded by the Kennedys. Kennedys are getting a lot on this website. Skeletal remains of 53 feet people found buried at the Playboy Mansion. Woman rips off cheating boyfriend's scrotum, balls and all. Oh, boy. Man loses virginity to hooker, gets arrested, and couldn't care less. Oh, man, that was great. Woman slaps man in the face with pizza when she caught him looking at her pepperonis. That face. Look at that. Look at that face.
I don't like the way she's looking at me. Too funny. Oh, shit.
All right.
Well, goddammit, that's episode 180.
Yeah.
And I'll let you know that I did all of that without a printout.
So I what? Are you going digital, Robert?
I'm going paper.
What?
So, no, I just didn't print it out. And then I got nervous when I got to the date part. So I don't know if you remember my look on my face. I was really having to think, like, what is the date? Because I normally have it written down in front of me and I read it. But this time I recited it from memory by looking at the note ahead of time. It was quite a test of will and patience for me.
Why has BlackBerry work been blowing up for me?
Uh-oh.
While I've been recording it? That's a bunch of bullshit. Okay. Well, good for you. I'm happy for you.
I sent you the article from Gillian where she says a Belfast potato plant fire was accidental, but cause remains undetermined.
Oh, man. I think we should do that one next week.
Hard-hitting news from Gillian.
Every once in a while, I will go and look at her news stories to find one that would like fit into the show. Most of them are actually kind of serious, though.
Yeah.
But she, once in a while, she'll give us
like that one. The Belfast potato plant, that's a serious, serious issue up there in Maine.
Yeah, with the potatoes and such.
Right. The potatoes. It's going to be bad.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see you next week.
Or something.
Or something along those lines. We'll see eventually for episode 181. But
not until after I upgrade my audio hijack, Rob.
Are we still recording? Is this like right, I don't know.
Show notes.
They're like, what the fuck is audio? Audio
what do hijack. We do?
What are show notes? What? No, what's happening here? And we get to do a recap. That's right. Yeah. The recap okay. that okay, goes bye. To the beginning of the episode. Where do we do that at the end?
Right. Bye.
Yeah. See ya. This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. Oh, words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com. Stop being a little bitch and just own up and do it.